So the first thing is this is in your pre-call handout. It's an article that's on my website called Curing the Holiday Gimmies. And there's a couple of suggestions in there. We can talk about how to help children be more focused on giving than getting. So is that something that folks are interested in?
Yes.
Okay. Is that Shana?
Yes, it is. Hi, Jody.
Shana. Good. I had already started recording before you came in. Good to hear you. How about shopping with kids without whining, begging, or tantrums?
Yes.
I was expecting to hear some interest in that one. What about, this is probably a quick one, but do we need to talk about when kids are receiving gifts, how they handle that, what they say, like not offending Aunt Susie when she gives a really ugly gift?
Yes.
Okay. What about the Santa threat, which is the, if I didn't explain it a whole lot in there, the Santa threat is from about Thanksgiving to December 24th, if our kids are misbehaving, we can say, if you're not good, Santa's not going to bring you presents. And usually it'll work. Kids will behave. The question is, just because it works, should we use it? So do we want to do a little quick inventory and opinion survey on that?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one that I have is, if we tell children that there's a Santa, are we lying? And
yes.
If so, is it an okay lie? And that's a real opinion thing. So am I hearing, we got some opinions on that?
No. Yes, I want to hear about it.
Okay. All right. Now, Lou, I know you have a question. And let me, do you want to just kind of throw out there what your question was related to, or do you want me to read it?
Sure. I don't know if I can remember exactly what it was, but
yeah, just put it in a nutshell.
Basically, it's the fact that the kids are 9 years old. They still believe in Santa Claus, probably for the last year, and they don't understand why Santa can't bring them a big expensive present because we don't have to pay for it. Santa would take care of that.
Okay. So has anybody else come across that? Would we like to hear some ideas on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Just this year with my 9-year-old. Yes. Same question.
Okay. Good. So right now that's what I have. What other holiday issues have been coming up or would you like for us to cover during our time today? Okay. Sometimes things like hectic schedules and all of that. Everybody good on that end? We're getting better at managing the craziness?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, then let's kind of just go through in the order that we went, and I'll make sure that if we're getting a little bit lengthy, I want to make sure we definitely get through Lou's question. Anybody that brings a question, I always want to make sure we get through those on the call. And then we'll also, our conversation might stir up some other things that we might think of later, so we'll go back and give people a chance to do that. If you did, let's go to the article called Taming the Holiday Gimmies, and let's just kind of go through and we'll review a couple of the issues that addresses, and I want to open it up and give you guys a chance to offer any additional ideas or suggestions or opinions that you have, because I think you're all a wonderful wealth of ideas, and I don't have all the good ones, so you guys do too. So if you want to take a look at that, it really addresses about the first three issues that we had on our list. The first one being, how do we help children shift the focus from Christmas being and the holidays, because it's not just Christmas, it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, there's a lot of them that there's gift giving involved, and that's why I use the word holiday, because we do celebrate different holidays. But the whole focus of the holidays, our society being so consumerism and materialistic, it's very easy for kids to just be thinking about what am I going to get rather than be more focused on and enjoying the giving. So let me ask you guys first what ideas and what things you have done to help instill that in your children, and if there's anything additional to that I think of, I'll chime in 2 cents at the end. So what are some ways that you have really made an effort to help your children focus more on giving?
We had a tradition in our family, this is Shana from North Carolina,
thanks,
where for like the past few years, somebody dressed up as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, and we would get a box and we'd fill it with, like, canned goods and presents and stuff, just lots of stuff, candy canes, and we put in those from Santa Claus. And then we call, like, the local police station and ask if there's a family that might not get something, like, through Toys for Tots or anything, if they knew anybody. And then we would go and dress up, like, Santa and elves and stuff and bring it to them. So it kind of put the focus more on giving on that night, you know, on Christmas Eve when you're waiting and waiting for your presents and stuff.